Hey, what's up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about anything and everything that can drive a sane person stark raving mad. And I still have to be a little bit quiet because it's early. But we are not, we're going to cut to the chase. We're not playing any games. This is just an update on the street art scene in New York City because it has gone to shit. It is now an absolute garbage, disrespectful, desecrating, anti-Semitic garbage dump of, it's not even art. It's not even close to being art. And to the few remaining artists who continue to put up art on the walls, kudos to them, because these idiots are disrespecting now everybody and everything because they are absolute fake ass wannabe, don't know the rules of the game, Jew hating, total pieces of trash who just think that the rules of street art don't apply to them. And they have now begun to just like slap their shit all over everyone, everywhere. Or they're seeking out, personal vendettas or people that, you know, they don't have, I mean, clearly a lot of people are not going to want to be associated with you, or only like-minded pieces of shit are going to want to be associated with you, or if you are spreading anti-Semitic, terrorist, tropey, Jew-hating propaganda. And part of that is, you know, the whole blocking of everyone that they don't want seeing. That if you're a street artist, you want, the point of putting your street art out there is for people to see it. Instagram is a public social platform, but if you're putting up anti-Semitic hateful shit and you hide behind masks and keffiyehs and, you know, it's, you block everyone from seeing your shit because you're a coward, but yet you create burner accounts or have other people creep into other people's accounts. It's you're just an absolute watermelon wanking, cosplaying keffiyeh wearing kook in a death cult, and somebody should get you. You know, you might want to Google the rules of street art 101. It might be, you know, with your barely one functioning brain cell, but the street art game in New York is now complete trash. That you don't there's nothing left. You can have, you want Basquiat, you can have Basquiat as a canvas for your anti-Semitic hate speech. And any street artist worth their weight in paper and pens and spray paint would not put their shit anywhere near you unless, first of all, unless they're completely selfish and self-centered and don't give a fuck. And think for some reason that they're like immune or exempt from walking in the same world. And speaking of walking in the same world, if you happen to be a street photographer, quote unquote, who documents street art in their Instagram account and you share this shit without any context, you are enabling, engaging, complicit in, supporting, and perpetuating their shit, hateful, Jew-hating, anti-Semitic messaging. There is no way around it. Oh, but I just document all the art, and it's part of all of the art in New York City, and it's now, and it's what's happening, and it's documenting and photojournalism and bullshit. Bull fucking shit. And shame on you. Shame on you for not sharing both sides of the narrative. Shame on you for sharing that shit. Shame on you for not having the courage and the guts and the brains and the rationale and the ability to even see what the fuck you are participating in. Because you are an active participant in spreading hate. You are an active participant in spreading lies. You are an active participant in absolutely contributing to the garbage messaging that means nothing, that helps no one but yourself feeling like you are accepted and liked by some type of activist, woke-tivist community of absolute fucking cowards. So mazel tov to you, and especially to the renter of Basquiat World who doesn't have the balls to condemn rape as a war crime and not a resistance. You sit and you hide behind the panels of that building because you allowed it to become a cesspool of hate. Imagine if Angelina Jolie would have stepped outside in front of those panels and condemned the shit on those walls. Imagine what could have happened. Imagine if Angelina Jolie said, like she did for every other group of people, rape is not resistance. Rape is a war crime. Believe all women, including Israeli women. Imagine if Angelina Jolie had the spine to just step outside. Even in a photo and a post, you don't want to say something, you don't want to bring people around you, but just imagine. But you know, the silence is deafening. And it's also sickening and disgusting. And this is the world in which we walk, and this is the world in which we currently live, and this is why we do what we do. If you continue to walk by the anti-Semitic hate speech, because again, we can disagree on the politics all day long. And if you have known Jews, and if you've known Israelis, and if you have known Iran, the arguments that happen inside the house are enough to let you know that we are not all politically aligned on the same side. However, when you cross the line into hate speech, we are one motherfucking tribe. And that you will not break us. You will not defeat us. No matter how hard you try. Because there is a point in time where drawing swastikas is not art. Factless, baseless information is not art. Put art, protests have been happening since forever. In caves. It has been happening since the beginning of time. But you need to have you think cave people were drawing like shit that wasn't really happening to change their narrative? You cannot rewrite history, no matter how hard you try. It also makes you look dumb as fuck. So please, by all means, keep going. You will eventually be exposed. You are being exposed because now everybody knows. And if you had any pride in what you were doing, you wouldn't hide. You wouldn't block people from your feed. Or if you found out who they were, then you could block them if you disagree. But you don't creep on burner accounts to see. Clearly, you give a giant, enormous fuck about me. Good. You can put my name on all your little label maker stickers you want. People can come see my feed and find out the fucking facts. They could follow the people I follow because, again, for the gazillionth time, I am not a geopolitical expert. I am not an expert on the history of Israel. I have the facts in a binder, in a bag, that will be going to the Leo Beck Institute from my great-grandparents and my grandparents from the British Mandate of Palestine with the wax seal of the fucking royal palace. I don't need any more facts. Our facts already fuck up your feelings pretty fucking bad. Y'all are twisted up in knots and pretty tight. You won't outslap us. You won't out-wheat paste us. You won't outlast us. And you damn sure won't fucking outlive us. Because you are consciously refusing to educate yourself. You are consciously refusing to remain ignorant. You are choosing to stay on the side of hate, of Jew hatred. Pure, stop, period. Just come out and have the balls. Put that on your fucking sticker. I hate Jews. You're gutless cowards who hide behind, you think people know it's you. It's whether or not those people have the balls to call you out or take it down or cover it up. And that's also, we are way past the point of, you know, silent complicity. And I say this all the time. Like my posts to all these other street artists, but the fact that you're not sharing them is the problem. Why? Why are you not sharing them? What are you afraid of? Not getting in another art show, not selling another piece of artwork, not getting likes by all these other, you want to be associated with these anti-Semitic assholes? You want to, by all means, the less you say, the more we know. And if nothing else has come from this, we now know who you are and how you feel. And you can't say, no, I don't feel that way. I just don't want to get away. There's no more time for being silent. That the time is now. The world is so beyond fucked up. It is way past the point of speaking out, not only on this issue, but on so many other things. But this is the one issue that I want to talk about because I'm involved. I mean, shit. The fuck Trump trash will be coming back, unfortunately. I can't even believe that I have to say that. I can't believe this country is in, the absolute upside fucking down. The world is in the upside down. The whole, unbelievable inversion of facts is insane, but the street art game is lost. And it is the people that continue to walk by shit that they see every single day, the neighborhood you live in, the blocks you walk. We're not saying go out of your way. But if you walk past something and you have a sticker in your pocket or you have a marker or you have something, there is something you can do proactively to prevent the spread of this vile, virulent Jew hatred and anti-Semitism. Because let me tell you something. If you want to feel like you're doing something, because I also don't understand how you sit on your fucking hands, because doing nothing is probably a worse feeling than taking the risk and doing something. And it shouldn't even be a risk. The risk is doing nothing, because if you risk doing nothing, you risk this movement growing. And when the jihadist movement grows, your ass is next. Next. You think that some jihadi asshole wearing an explosive device is gonna give some kind, drop some leaflets or send some text messages about where they're gonna be so all the non-Jews could vacate the area? You think that you are excluded from any of that? You ride the same buses, you ride the same trains, you shop in the same supermarkets, you walk the same streets, you live in the same apartment buildings. There's no, you, as much as you might hate us, you cannot avoid being around us. And what are you going to wear? Like a t-shirt that says, I'm with the jihadis? Like, I'm a watermelon wanker? Like, at least be proud of what you're doing. Where's your pride? You don't want your bosses or your employees or your coworkers to know what you're doing in the streets or where you stand? Because you're a fucking Jew-hating anti-Semite? And if you're a street artist and walking by something and you just, I don't have time to stop, I'm late for work, I'm going to meet somebody, it takes 2 fucking seconds to slap a sticker. And don't tell me that it doesn't, because we all fucking do it. And I'm not talking about stickers now. I'm talking about all of our stickers and slaps that, you know, we used to put up. Because some of us now are on another mission and are fighting for another narrative. And if you're not with us, then you're against us. And I'm not even talking politically. I am talking humanely speaking. Because from day one, we didn't ask for this war. Israel didn't ask for this war. Jews didn't ask for anti-Semitism to fucking explode like a fucking volcano. The correct word is erupt. That I was actually looking for. But it's early and I haven't had enough coffee. And I'm getting kind of loud. But what if you are a street photographer and you are posting these pictures for like, yeah, I kind of like it. The pink is cute. Cover it up. We can work with it. I don't know what to be. Dude, are you fucking kidding me? First of all, that pink washing piece of crap completely disrespected. I don't care what you think about Basquiat. I don't care where you stand on his art. But the fact that they went over the plaque again, the fact that they pinkwashed the building again, the fact that they peel off everybody's artwork before they do it because they're a talentless also piece of crap again, it's not cute. It's not funny. It's not some fucking protest. But when the owner of that building also happens to be a pro-Palestinian piece of garbage who can't speak out about the rape of Israeli women as a war crime, who allows that to happen on the facade of their building without even a peep, without a peep, without a post. She's just as complicit. Just as complicit. Because just like there are rules to street art, shockingly, there are rules to war. But you can't expect a terrorist organization who's not even a government fighting with a military to follow any fucking rules. That's what is so mind-boggling. These people think that they are dealing with a functioning government. They are a proxy of a fucking terrorist regime in Iran. They're not a government. A government that steals billions of dollars from their own people and uses them as human shields, no matter how much you want to say it, and builds a massive terror tunnel system and doesn't let one Palestinian underground, doesn't let one person underground. That is not a military. They don't wear uniforms. They don't have, like, an infantry. They don't, it's not normal. So the people supporting this shit are not normal. You are not normal. You have been brainwashed by a death cult. I don't give a approve. Oh, the famine, the innocent. Go blame fucking Hamas. Why don't you hold your leaders accountable? Jews hold their leaders accountable. They protest their government. They were doing it for 18 months every weekend in the street. That's how you protest the government. This is not, I mean, which is why it's such trash. You want to make your little, paint your little maps of, there is no map of Palestine. Palestine doesn't even exist. Like there's no Palestinian government. I mean, for the history lessons, please, please, please follow the people who know. Follow the Tel Aviv Institute. Follow that Semite, Black Jewish Magic, Roots Metals. I mean, if you really want to get a fucking education, follow Roots Metals. I mean, not only does she come with the facts, there's like source lists after every post that you can go fact check if you want to take the time to do that. Follow Matthew Noriel, follow Elika Laban, follow the Persians and the Iranians and the Syrians who know firsthand. Follow the Ethiopians, follow the people who know through their own family history. About the, you want to talk about ethnic cleansing in your art? You want to talk about genocide in your art? Well, go get a fucking fact. Go find a fucking fact and then paste it up on the street. You want to talk about the watermelon? We believe Palestinian women. What if Palestinian women said that Hamas is stealing all the food and they can't feed their fucking kids? We believe Palestinian women? What Palestinian women have you seen come out and speak? Because there are no Palestinian women that can come out and speak because everything that comes out of Gaza is controlled by Hamas. There is no Gazan health ministry. There are social media influencers like this Bisan Biatch, this whack job, who is a mouthpiece for Hamas, spewing garbage information. Find someone talking about facts. There is no free press in Gaza. How do they still have enough electricity to charge their phones? I thought they were out of electricity like 6 months ago. Hamas isn't out of food. The people of Gaza are out of food because Hamas steals all the aid trucks and then shoots the Palestinians trying to get it and then sells it after they like raise the prices like a gazillion percent so that very few people can even afford it. Israel is not killing Palestinians wading into the waters trying to get food that was airdropped in. Hamas is doing that because who has brought them to that point that they need to swim out into the sea of which you want them to be free to get aid that they then bitch about on social media that the United States MREs are not good enough for them to eat? Because honestly, starving people don't complain about any food that they get. Maybe we should just go drop that aid into Sudan, or we should drop that aid into Yemen. We're not, no arguments about the Houthis, no protests about Egypt, who has a bigger border fence, the biggest border fence on the other side of Gaza, which is what I'm saying. They don't have facts. Please follow the people that have the facts. Go follow Eitan. Go follow Eitan Shittia. Go follow everybody. End Jew Hate, Stand Up to Jewish Hate, Tel Aviv Institute, Chen Mazig. There's so many people out there putting out facts. Put those facts in your street art. Maybe go follow somebody and find some facts and put it in your art. You're drawing shit that is factually inaccurate, which is why it gets covered up and slapped over, because we slap over hate. You think that your swastika is going to stay up? You think that your genocidal bullshit hate speech is going to... back and forth we go. It just... I mean, clues are for sale. You could probably buy one somewhere. Actually, you don't have to buy one. Books, the library has books. They're free. Google, free. Bing, free. Go follow I Am Joe Paul, Michael Rappaport. I mean, there's so many people out there trying to fix the narrative. I don't even want to say control the narrative, because it's not about, it's just fixing it. Because you fix the narrative with facts. You can't go watch the video of the reason I stood there and continued to let that moron run his mouth is because the more he spoke, the dumber he got, if that's even possible. Part of me wanted to leave, but part of me was so fascinated by the fact that I was like, how many more people is he going to ask to walk by to help him with his baseless argument? Because nobody stopped, because you can't help fix stupid. If stupid doesn't want to fix themselves, stupid's going to stay stuck. They're going to stay stuck on stupid. And that's where they're at right now, every single one of them. They think that there's pride in putting up pro-Palestinian. We're not saying don't be pro-Palestine, but why can't you just, again, stop Hamas from committing genocide? Stop Hamas from using people as human shields. Stop Hamas from stealing the aid. Ask Egypt to open their borders. Why? No protests against Egypt. No, woman, life, freedom? No. You think that I don't know the privilege that I have sitting here in my apartment in New York City being able to record this podcast while people in Iran are literally risking their lives, the lives of their families, going out without their hijabs, standing on cars, dancing in public, listening to music in public? That's coming. Let me tell you, that's coming. That's next. If y'all will wake the fuck up. And then there won't be any art shows to have, so you don't have to worry about not selling your art, which is what I don't, you're afraid. Oh, I'm just going to spray paint and slap up my wee paste and keep going, but I won't cross out this absolute ignorant, batshit crazy hate speech. You're a fucking coward. You're a fucking coward, bro. There's no excuses anymore. Because the Nazis killed the as-a-Jew Jews too. It doesn't matter whether you hid or didn't hide, whether you spoke up or didn't speak up. They came for you too. And they will come for these watermelon wanking wuss bags. They won't be any art shows to put your art up in. You won't be able to buy art supplies. There won't be any street art anymore. There won't be any dancing in the streets anymore. There won't be any dancing in your house anymore, because if you play the music too loud and your neighbor rats you out, they're coming for you. And then it becomes that paranoid game of who the fuck do you trust? We don't have that problem. The Jewish people don't have that problem. We know who to trust now. Everyone else has been exposed. Everyone else is in the process that who has fucked around of finding out. So there's no bullying. There's no intimidation. There's no pathetic, juvenile, immature, pathetic, desperate for clicks, desperate for likes, desperate for your whole insecurity is showing. Nobody's out here, you know, typing on a little tiny printer, you know, genocidal cunt statements. Israel's not an apartheid state. Go, have you been? And some of them have been. And some of them are so hypocritical that they have scrubbed their whole feed of all of the Israeli posts that they had on their feed. Because how can you say you loved being in Israel and then, like, weeks later be throwing up the most disgusting, anti-Semitic, vile garbage that you're printing out on your little home sticker label maker because your art skills suck? It's all, you know, keep doing what you do. It shows who you truly are and what you truly believe. And the more people see it and the more people realize it, the less people are going to want to do with you. Anyway, legitimate people anyway. People who have like an ounce or a shred of decency, morality, humanity left. Because since this war started from day one, it has never been the Israelis looking to genocide the Palestinian people. If Israel wanted to genocide the Palestinian people, this war would have been over on October 8th. Period. Full motherfucking stop. If Israelis and Jewish people didn't value life of every single person, this war would have been over on October 8th. There is absolutely zero comparison between the two sides. When you are cheering, photographing, celebrating, kidnapping, torturing, raping, holding hostage, refusing to negotiate, using people as human shields, then you're on the side of barbarism, terrorism, Nazism, Islamism, hateism. All of the isms, the biggest one being anti-motherfucking Semitism. So it's just basically, it's the end of the story. The street art game in New York City, it's barely on life support at this point, because our mission now is to fight for the narrative. The art will come later, or the art will come from home, or when we have time to actually sit. We don't have time to sit down and take a breath until they're all home and this is over. Because this has seeped into just the most repugnant Western civilization has been completely mind-fucked by a regime of terror who doesn't give a single solitary fuck about one of the people that they have now controlled into perpetuating their poisonous rhetoric. So we're not going anywhere. This is not a game. We are not afraid. You will not break us. We will not stop. We have never stopped. We are the living, walking, breathing, fighting history in your motherfucking face. We hope that you enjoy the taste. I'm Yisrael Chai. That is the end. Keep doing what you do. Follow the people that represent you. I tag them in all my stories, in all my posts. I want to thank you all for following and supporting. And for those of you that have remained silent, fuck you. Just basically, Fuck you. If you haven't had the balls to post a single thing in your story, if you haven't slapped up a single sticker, I don't see a single sticker of a former friend over anything. And for those of you who know what I'm personally going through on the street, there have been few. And to those few, we know that we got to do what we do. And to everybody else, go eat the whole bag of dicks. This ain't a shtick. This is legit. And we will never quit. So that's the dealio. I'm about to go do what I gotta do on the streets. For me, for you, for the 134 people still being held in Gaza. Americans, by the way, if that even matters at this point. People seem to forget that there's still Americans being held hostage in Gaza. You know, so you can, apparently your Jew hate blinds you to that fact. But, you know, we good. We good. We enjoy living rent-free in your head. We got plenty of slaps, and we keep coming back. Okay, we still jam with the fam when we can on the Instagram. So please follow all of those people. Please, you know, go read something. Go educate yourself. If you have any questions, please DM me. Please ask. If it's not me, go find someone else you're comfortable asking. I don't have all the answers. I never claim to have all the answers. I know, though, who you can go to get those answers. And maybe eventually we'll get Lincoln to do a podcast about the... because just to stay in the gloom and doom of it all, we can talk about, you know, the shit show that is America and our politics. Before we go meddling in somebody else's politics, maybe we should fix the shit in our own house. I don't know. Call me crazy. Okay, I know we don't want to ramble on too long. I got to giddy up and get along. All right, we're going to go write a song. I'm going to get some beats somehow. But for now, we done. Check on your people. Peace and hair grease.